Welcome to the Wise Money Show with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Get your questions ready and send them to wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Questions about finances, long-term care, insurance, and everything that goes along with preparing for the next phase of your life. Gar and Leanne Lenander have the answer. Email your questions to wisemoney@klbbradio.com or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. And now it's Wise Money on KLBB with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial Services.
Welcome to the Wise Money Show. It's Leanne and Garwin Lenander. We catch it for not giving the phone number, so let's do that a couple times today. 651-436-3997.
651-365-5000. And you know what? My phone number is easier to remember than yours.
Much easier.
Okay, let's get started.
We've been talking for the last couple of weeks about a foundation at church put on an education program, and which we attended last Tuesday night. And there were several questions that came up, and we thought, you know what? These questions that came up, everybody's asking them, so let's revisit them again. Let's talk a little bit about them, and because if the people there had questions, I'm sure the audience has questions.
And we did have walk-ins that came, and we were delighted that they came because people were invited to come and get the information, and it didn't make any difference if they signed up at the last minute or if they walked in.
And
a
the
bit
chocolate
later.
Desserts were wonderful.
The desserts were the best thing.
At the Lake Elmo Inn, they were really good. But we got to go on. Let's start with the first question. And these talking about trusts was one of the things that came up with trusts. But there are two kinds of trusts. Leanne, what are the two kinds of trusts? Just we'll lead into our question. The types of trusts.
All right, that's better. Revocable and not revocable.
Okay, so what's a revocable trust? What does that mean?
That means you can change it.
Okay.
That means that when you set it up, you can revoke it at any time. The irrevocable trust is means once you put your, once you get it set up, get started, it to stay that way. You can't change it.
You can't go back and change it. So the question came up, should I put my money in a trust and then be guaranteed that Medicaid cannot get at my assets?
First of all, we have to explain what Medicaid is.
Let's talk about Medicaid. So we had two background questions. Medicaid is the federal program for those people who do not have assets, and they will pick up their costs for long-term care. And Medicaid will pick up all the costs. But the key to Medicaid is you must be broke. So the question, what he was implying was, gee, I'll put all my assets into a trust. I'm now broke, and I can get Medicaid if I need it.
However, the one thing that was pointed out is, when you apply for Medicaid, they want to know about your assets, and if you have transferred anything out of your assets away from your bank account, et cetera, and put it in something like a trust, there's a five-year look back. They can look back over your five-year history, and they can break a trust now if it's within that 5 years.
So the question was, do I put my money into a trust, lose control, and have a trustee, such as a banker, somebody that's going to manage my money, but then I don't have any control over it? And 99.9% of the people are just not going to do that. But I have a health problem, and I want to put my money in a trust, then it's probably too late. So it's really, you're really caught between a rock and a hard place.
You have to really think carefully about what your health history is like and your family health history. You have to think very carefully about what you want that trust to do for you, and then get all the knowledge you can before you make any decision. Find out all you can about these trusts and if it fits into your particular financial situation.
And if you put your money in an irrevocable trust, you lose all control of that money.
For people with a lot of assets, they will do that. But if you have few assets, that's something you would want to think about.
Yeah, most people just won't do that. Okay, let's go on. The question came up, should we have a will? That was the question. Should we have a will? Well, what is a will, Leanne?
A will is something that you set up saying, this is what I have, and this is where I want everything to go, to what person, to what company.
What foundation?
To what foundation. But you're specifically pointing out your assets and what you want done with those assets, because you're looking to see who's going to be trustee for it. You're looking to see who's going to be the beneficiary of it. And you are saying, I want these things to go to these people in this way.
You are actually controlling your assets from the grave.
That's right.
And you are saying, I want this, these children to get money. This child has been a ne'er-do-well. I only want him to get X. You can actually do these kinds of things. The question then comes up, do I need to go to an attorney to do it? Probably yes.
I think that can be very tricky. If you write it yourself, then you should have it notarized, a case like that. And the other thing is, you may not have the right language in it to make it a really good trust.
Yeah.
Or a really good will. So what you should do is you should sit down with an estate planning attorney or an attorney and go over the will and go over your assets, because there's different ways to look at it. So please see an attorney to be sure it is done right for you and what your wants and desires are.
Okay, what you said that the will distributes your assets. What does a trust do then?
Well, a trust will do it too, but it depends upon how you have that trust set up, just like a will. It depends upon how you have your will set up. In some cases, people do not have a will if they have a trust. So you have to look at your situation, because you may have a will and a trust. We have both, but not everybody does it that way.
There is no perfect answer. The big question or the big comment is, go to an estate planning attorney. Don't go to a regular attorney, because many times they don't know what they're doing in certain situations.
Well, a lot of attorneys have very big specialties.
Right.
And an estate planning attorney does just estate planning. And so you have some attorney who's dealing just in real estate. He's not going to know all the rules for the estate side of it. So look for an estate planning attorney, go in and talk to them, interview them, see if that, if he or she is what you want. You can talk over the costs, et cetera, but they can give you some ideas. And don't forget that when you do this, you have to think carefully about what you want for the future, how you want your assets planned, and they will send out paperwork for you to fill out. From that paperwork, they're getting a head start, and that gives them an idea as to which way they may want to go with you.
And you have to be totally, brutally honest with them. Otherwise, they cannot do the job. Because many times when you talk to people, they say, well, I don't know if I want to share that with you. Don't bother.
You can't do that if you want it done right.
You cannot do that. You have to lay everything on the table, and they have to be able to understand exactly what your thoughts are, where you want to go, who do you want to share this with. And then, the last thing, of course, that I always want to bring up is everybody needs to know what's going on. Because if they don't, there's going to be problems when the will or the trust is read to the family. They need to know it ahead of time.
If you haven't done a will or a trust for a long time, and things have probably changed in your family, you need to think about going back to that estate planning attorney and updating it. Updating is very important. Just doing it once and never looking at it again, your whole situation can change. Your assets can change. How your beneficiary designations
families
are.
Divorces, deaths, et cetera. Yes.
And so needless to say, go back and review it and update it. Be sure you double check to see who the people are involved in that will and the trust, and be sure you go back and update it. You want everything correct.
One of the questions that came up Tuesday night was, I'm a veteran. And he asked the attorney, I'm a veteran. Are the rules the same in terms of Medicaid rules as they for the non-veterans? And that answer is absolutely no. There's a whole different set of rules. Then he pursued the question with, well, how are they different? And the gentleman said, I can't give them to you because I don't know those rules. And I went over and talked to he and a lady sitting at the table she was a widow of a veteran, and I gave them the phone number for an elder law attorney who understands that. And those rules are totally different. I can talk about the non-veteran rules. I understand those, but I do not understand the veterans' rules, and those are totally different.
Yes, they do definitely think differently, and that's why you have to go to the right people.
You have to go to the right people, and that's why it's so important. And we had a person that we know was very concerned about going out and spending money for advice. And you have to get the good advice. You have to get it so it's done right.
If you don't do it right, it's going to be a mess for you later on, and it's going to cost you more money.
Right.
So get it done right. And there are a lot of different attorneys in a lot of different areas that we have just explained. Pick the right attorney, interview them. You got an estate plan attorney. You have real estate attorneys. You know, there's all different kinds of attorneys out there.
And we will help you if you need some help. But we don't do that kind of stuff. We're running out of time. One of the other questions came up on powers of attorney. Leanne, explain what are limited powers of attorney.
Well, you have the limited power of attorney for finance. That means that you have certain requirements. And when you're going to be dealing with your financial area, you are picking someone who will be working with you and will take over in case you can't handle your situation. So in other words, dear, if I have a limited power of attorney for you and something happens with you, then and we wanted to sell the house, then I could go ahead, because my signature is on there as power of attorney, and handle that sale of the house. It simply means that they are looking at the power of attorney for dealing with your finance in this situation.
Now, you have to be careful whom you give the powers of attorney for finance to. If you have a child or a relative who has had financial problems in the past, you got to be very careful that you don't give them powers of attorney on your finance.
And when you do this, I would definitely seek an attorney instead of just pulling it off the internet, because the wording has to be right in your particular situation, and it has to be for a long period of time. And some of those powers of attorney have to be updated every so often, whereas
right.
You can have one that can be much longer.
We have powers of attorney. There's one more power at the end. Powers of attorney for health.
Well, you're looking at the health care directive. What does that person want to be handled at the end of life, basically? And you can have a power of attorney that can deal with that through the health care directive. So that simply means somebody else is going to help make the decision.
Pull the plug. Well, that's what it is.
Okay. That is one way to put it. Yes, if you can't do it yourself.
So that's... Again, you've got to be very careful, and that's a very, very, very difficult decision to make for families. But somebody has to be around to be able to do that and make that in the family situation. Again, it must be communicated with the family.
Because if you're not and something goes wrong, you may have to go to court, so that's why you have to be careful.
If you have questions or comments, give us a call at 651-436-3997.
Or 651-365-5000. Thank you for being with us on The Wise Money Show.
Experience counts now more than ever. When it's time to trust your finances to someone else, experience counts. And Lenander Financial Services are financial professionals who specialize in assisting people just like you with personal finance, investments, retirements, insurance, and long-term care planning. Call Garwin and Leanne Lenander at 651-436-3997. That's 651-436-3997. Lenander Financial Advisory. Experience counts.
Thank you for joining us this morning for Wise Money with Garwin and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial. Join Gar and Leanne each Saturday morning at 11:45 for more of The Wise Money Show. Email your questions to Gar and Leanne, and the address is wisemoney@klbbradio.com. That's wisemoney@klbbradio.com. Or visit them online at wisemoney-klbb.com. That's wisemoney-klbb.com. Join us again next Saturday for The Wise Money Show with Gar and Leanne Lenander of Lenander Financial on Club 1220 KLBB.